We're about to go racing with the British Touring Car Championship for the first time. The Quick Fit British Touring Car Championship is go! And off the line well for the pole sitter, Rory Butcher. It looks like a good start for his teammate, Ollie Jackson, who's trying to get up the inside of Dan Cavendish, who closes the door. There's contact. And the BMW of Colin Turkington slices around the outside and cuts in between them to go third. Down to fourth place for Ollie Jackson. A good start for Jake Hill, but he wasn't able to make most of it. Going into Paddock Hill Bend, he's stuck up the inside at Druids. He's fifth at the moment. And he stays fifth as Ollie Jackson tries to come back now at the BMW of Turkington with his extra weight on board, the number one car. He doesn't get great acceleration coming out of Druids. He still hangs on to third place though. Ollie Jackson fourth, fifth place for Hill, and it's side by side for sixth place as well. Tom Oliphant trying to get himself into sixth place, but he got Senna Proctor and Ash Sutton both made their way past the sideways Josh Cook as well, but he's not that far behind them. He did well to avoid the spin, but it's always a risk to go on the outside, and Tom Ingram just stuck to his guns, stuck to his racing line. So over the line goes Rory Butcher in the lead of the race by 0.656 of a second. Dan Cavendish has caught him up slightly here, and they go up hellwards now. Colin Turkington looking more comfortable in third place, pulling away from Ollie Jackson, who is actually starting to come under a little bit more pressure from Jake Hill as they come out of Druids. The next group make their way through the right-hander with five of them together now. Tom Ingram at the head of that pack, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th, all tied together. Out of Grahamhill Bend they come.
We've got one of the MV motors. Is it Sam Osborne that's come in? Yes, it is.
Right, he was the one that went wide after some contact at Surtees, so maybe some damage possibly to the underside of the car, maybe. Real shame for Sam, who scored good points. He already scored more points at Donington than he managed last season. He's got, of course, a different car, different team this year, and he's got much more experience. He did a good job at Donington Park, but he's going to have to start race two at the back of the field. Meanwhile, it's side by side between Proctor and Sutton. Sutton trying to carry the speed to go around the outside of Senna. There was a race winner here at Brands Hatch, got his maiden win around the Indy circuit and that drying race a couple of years ago. But Senna Proctor has been quick all weekend as well. We had trouble. We had an off in race three at Donington Park. He had a stone through the oil cooler in one of the races, which put him out, so didn't get to see the performance that we know Senna is well capable of in that car. But he's doing well now, fending off the former champion as the leaders come through Clark Curve with, I reckon, a much smaller gap between them now as they go over the line. It was 0.6 of a second. It's now only a couple of tenths, surely. Yeah, 0.2 seconds between them. That is all. So Dan Cavendish starting to hunt down the race leader. He's got a bit more success ballast on board, Dan Cavendish, here. So he's doing a fine job. Alan.
With Sam Osborne, as Josh Cook comes into pit lane as well. With Sam Osborne, they've just turned the engine off. They're taping up the bonnet of the car, but that's been at the same time as they've turned the engine off, which would suggest the car is not going back out. Josh Cook in as well. He was the one that had contact, wasn't he?
Yes, he was trying to go around the outside of Tom Ingram, and then he went grass tracking through Westfield. So again, potentially
he's on his way now.
Something in the radiator will damage the underside of the car, but yeah, he's going to rejoin the race leaders. They were already onto the Grand Prix loop, so right at the back of the field, just to try and finish the race and use this as a bit of a test session, really. So a real shame for him.
Oh no, I'll tell you what it was.
Right.
We've got enough grass to make a hay bale,
right,
down here.
He was on the grass for a long time.
It's just being swept up now.
Yeah.
A horse could have a day's meal on this.
Bit of overheating might have been the issue then if he carried on.
Yes.
Especially today with this weather. Right, so shame for Josh. He tried it. Brave, it would have been spectacular if he pulled it off. But when you go around the outside of somebody, you do always put yourself at risk. That's why it's always so impressive when they do pull those type of moves off.
Sam Osborne rejoining as well.
He's going to rejoin not that far in front of the leaders, because he's just come out of the pit lane exit now. And out through Clark Curve towards the start-finish line comes Rory Butcher. So it's Butcher in the lead, Cavendish second. Turkington pretty much hanging on to them in third, not close enough to attack, but doing a good job. Jackson fourth, fifth place for Hill. Ingram 6th, with a lot less pressure than he had a couple of laps ago when he had four cars queued up behind him. Tom Chilton is not that far back, though, in 7th place. Ash Sutton has got away past Senna Proctor as well. And he goes through the gravel trap almost, or two wheels did go through the gravel trap as he exited Paddock Hill Bend. But he kept his foot firmly buried and retains his advantage over Senna Proctor. So Sutton 8th, Proctor down to 9th. Jelly in 10th place. Stephen Jelly had a good weekend at his home circuit at Donington Park, the former British Touring Car race winner and former Porsche front runner. And Stephen into the top 10, into the points now in his Team Parker BMW. Morgan's 11th, Oliphant's 12th, making his way back up a little bit. Michael Creese, James Gornall and Bobby Thompson are all in the points as well. Michael Creese leading in terms of those competitors that are also involved in the Jack Sears Trophy for drivers who have not yet finished on a podium prior to the start of the season. Times then coming down, the gap's coming down between our leaders. It went down to 0.2 of a second on the previous lap. It went down to half a second, or went up to half a second as it crossed the line. But it's back right back down again because Dan Kamish has to go through the left-hander at Stirling's. He's almost close enough to tap Rory Butcher on the shoulder. They go over the crest of the brow under the bridge, back onto the Indy circuit now through clearways. With Dan Kamish very much starting to think about where he can maybe find a way through here. It's going to be 8 laps to go at the end of this one. Over the line they go. Barely a car's length between them. Over the line, a 1:32.7 for the leader, a 1:32.5 for Kamish. The gap down to 0.26 seconds. He carries the momentum up Howards Hill. He outbreaks the race leader and now he's right underneath his rear wing. The Ford Focus ST stays in the lead here. But Dan Kamish, looking for his second win of the season, has got the bit very much between his teeth. And remember, there was nothing between these two. In fact, there was nothing between the top four in qualifying. So this is going to be a very evenly fought contest, you sense. Into Surtees they go. Again, still nose to tail. 90-degree left-hander, really steep climb on the exit to that corner, then over the crest as you go blind over the crest and thunder through the right-hander and go over Pilgrim's Drop now. A real steep drop downhill, carry the speed. You've got a bit of uphill on the way into Hawthorns just to assist with the braking and slowing down of the car. You go right to the edge of the circuit and then you carry on the attack before you hit the brakes and drop down the gears for the right-hander at Westfield. It's still Rory Butcher in the lead of the race, hanging on to him and closing right up to him at times, though. Dan Kamish, last year's championship runner-up. Further back, Matt Neal is having a proper old ding-dong here with Aidan Moffat, and he's not the only one either. There's a huge battle going on. Jack Gough has got alongside him now, so Moffat's got ahead in the Laser Tools Infinity, and Jack Gough in the VW is now about to get past Matt Neal as well on the run through to Sheen Curve. So that battle going on just outside the points, those three. Moffat in 17th place currently. Gough will be 18th now. And Matt Neal struggling a little bit at the moment, down in 19th place, the three-time champion. Race leader then with just 7 laps to go, climbs up towards Druids. I'm going to keep an eye on Tom Oliphant as well, who's starting to make more progress through the field now in the 15 Team BMW car. He's 12th. He's been 12th for a while, but he's starting to close up on the 33 Adam Morgan Mercedes. So that's just coming out now down into the left-hander at Graham Hill Bend. And the Carlube Triple R Racing Mack Tools Mercedes is probably about a length or so clear, probably about 2, maybe 3 tenths of a second clear of Tom Oliphant. Right back to the leaders who are at Pilgrim's Drop. Rory Butcher getting his mirrors full of Dan Kamish. He just shows his nose as they approach the braking zone to Hawthorns. No real attempt to overtake. Colin Turkington is getting with them as well now. There's a replay on the ITV4 pictures of Chris Smiley getting a little tap on the shoulder through, quite a big tap on the shoulder actually, through Druids from Aidan Moffat. So battles going on even if they're not in the points a bit further back. Those two scrapping over 16th place at the moment. Bonus point coming to Rory Butcher for leading a lap as well. He gets the extra point for pole position, and at the moment he's on course for the full 20 points for winning the race. But watch Colin Turkington. He is easing towards that lead duo and beginning to get involved in this battle for the lead of the race. I'm pretty sure he's the quicker of the three on this lap. Let's have a look when they come through. Butcher, Kamish, Turkington over the line. 1:32.8 for the leader, a 1:33 slightly slower for Kamish, and a 1:32.809 for Colin Turkington. So he's a couple of tenths quicker than Kamish and a few hundreds quicker than the race leader. They come out through Druids now. Just ahead of them at Graham Hill Bend is Sam Osborne, who's at the back of the field, but looking pretty rapid actually in his Honda. His MB Honda goes towards Surtees, and onto Cooper Strait comes the lead group, and then the next group inside the top six. Ash Sutton doing his level best here to catch that pack. He is currently in eighth place. He missed most of the second free practice session yesterday with a leaking oil cooler, so didn't get as much running. He looked pretty rapid in the first session, and we know how rapid he was at Donington Park. So Ash Sutton, who's described this Infinity as the best car he's ever driven, taking the maiden victory in the championship for the Q50 just last weekend after getting its best ever qualifying position. So Ash is currently eighth, trying to catch the pack of Hill, Ingram and Chilton, who are fifth, sixth and seventh. And I think he might do it if they start battling each other as well, which they are now, because Tom Ingram had a real hard stare at the inside on the way into Sheen as they screamed through Dingledale into Sheen. He got halfway alongside Jake Hill, but Jake fends him off, twitches as he accelerates now out of Stirlings. The leader's already back with us at Clearways, heading towards Clark Curve. Doesn't look like there's much change in terms of the distance, the gaps between those three. It's all still pretty close. Ollie Jackson in fourth place, and then this battle developing now between Hill and Ingram, fifth and sixth. Chilton seventh. Ash Sutton desperately trying to catch them in eighth place. What's Ash doing? A 132.5 on that lap. So yes, he's 3 or 4 tenths of a second quicker than the group ahead. He's going to be with them with a 2 or 3 laps to spare, or so maybe less, because he's really good on the brakes at Druids. He's definitely going to catch them and have a go between now and the end of the race. Rory Butch has just begun to edge back away from Dan Camish. He's more worried about what's behind him now with this BMW closing up. It's a wide entry on the way into Surtees at the end of the Cooper Straight for the race leader. But it seems to work for him. Through he goes onto the Grand Prix loop. His advantage 9 tenths of a second at the start of the lap. Right, Jake Hill, fifth place. But he's going to have to work for this, because Tom Ingram looks very strong at the moment in the number 80 Toyota Gazoo Racing UK with Ginster's Toyota Corolla, which is in its second season now. Tom Ingram, double independence champion and overall championship runner-up of 2 years ago, getting closer and closer. Now a manufacturer-run team, the Speedworks outfit, with a very solid weekend. Good point scoring at Donington Park. And Tom looks quick again. Remember, you don't have to go and win all the races in touring cars to be a champion. Colin Turkington has proved that several times. Win the odd one here and there where you can. Score podiums, score points, be consistent. That's the biggest key. And Tom is doing a really good job of that so far this season. He's hunting down Jake Hill. They go over the line. Not quite nose to tail, but very nearly so. We've got 4 laps to go for Tom Ingram to find a way through. Tom Chilton is backing up to them as well, because they're battling each other and holding each other up a bit now. And very soon, you're going to have Ash Sutton on their case. He's only about 3 car lengths back now. Onto the braking zone at Druids they go. Race leaders down into the left-hander at Grahamhill Bend. Dan Camish actually catching up slightly to Rory Butcher on that lap and the start of this one. Right now, Tom Ingram gets a better run coming out of Grahamhill Bend. He's going to have a stab at the inside on the way to Surtees. He's committed to the move. He's got to go for it now. He gets at the inside of Jake Hill. The Toyota goes through. Terrific move, that. Clean stuff. They gave each other room. And that was good driving. And by giving Tom Ingram room, Jake Hill made sure that he was able to get a good exit and maybe have another go at getting the position back. And he certainly was able to keep Tom Chilton behind. Tom has now got Ash Sutton for company as they make their way into Hawthorns. This battle between Ingram, Chilton, Sutton and Proctor, who are running in 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th positions currently. The race leader 8 tenths clear. It's Butcher, Camish, Turkington the top 3, Jackson 4th, and then this battle for 5th place. Oh, further back, Aidan Moffat getting into trouble with Matt Neal. They both hit each other and both skew off onto the grass on either side of the exit to Hawthorn. Oh dear, they're both out, or certainly out of the points if they get going again. So a bit of drama there. But what about this battle that's been going on in this second group? The leaders go over the line. 3 laps to go. A warning for Ollie Jackson for track limit. So he's got to be careful in fourth place. Ingram in fifth, pulling away after that move at Surtees from Jake Hill. So there might be a chance of one more position gained here, because Ollie Jackson, he's definitely catchable. It's going to have to be flat out for a few laps, but Tom Ingram's not going to give up on fourth place yet. Meanwhile, Jake Hill has now got to try and fend off Tom Chilton and Ash Sutton, who are right with him as they go through the right-hander at Druids. They begin the descent down into the left-hander at Grahamhill Bend now. And Sutton right underneath the tail of Tom Chilton. He's the quicker of the three, but he's running out of time. The safety car is being deployed. Safety car is coming out. That's, I suspect, because of the stricken vehicle of Matt Neal. After that contact with Aidan Moffat, shot of Matt Neal walking away from the car, but the safety car is out. Remember, we can add up to 3 laps onto the race distance behind a safety car, so it's not necessarily the end of activity this in terms of flat out racing. And it's going to be tight finish this now, isn't it, because you're going to have everybody bunched up together. This is not what Rory Butcher wanted, having sort of kept this 6 tenths, 7 tenths, 8 tenths of a second gap all the way through the race. He's going to have Dan Camish with him. It is good news for Tom Ingram because he looked very rapid. He got into that fifth place. He was catching up to Ollie Jackson, or trying to, and now he's got the chance to be right on his tail for a few laps of restart. So, yeah, Matt Neal's car stranded just off the circuit. Bad start to the day for the three-time champion.
So this year, I know we've had to contend with lots of challenges and things have changed. Some things have changed for the good. I'm involved in the now the WhatsApp group for the ITV commentary team.
Oh, are you?
Yes, really good. Because Paul O'Neill just suggested that Dan Kamish had been dropping back in order to let the car cool down to have a look at what he could do at the end of the race. So that was quite an interesting little insight.
Yeah, Paul, as a former driver, Paul would know exactly what the process is for doing that. No, it's a good point. It's what, pushing towards 30 degrees, isn't it? And when you're right behind somebody as well, the cars don't get as much airflow, so the temperatures start to shoot up and you've got to be careful that you look after the car. It doesn't go ping. It's a very, very valid point, that. Right, a replay of the ding-dong. Chris Smiley ahead of Moffitt. Matt Neal tried to get up the inside of Moffitt on the way out of Hawthorn, and basically the contact between them slid to the outside of the circuit. Matt Neal, he made fairly heavy contact with the barriers, both front and back of the car. Left side, I think he might have a left side puncture possibly, but also a fair bit of damage. He's okay. We've seen him walk away from the car. Aidan Moffitt got sent onto the grass on the inside, but carried on. Where did he end up? He's down in 20th place, so lost four places. The positions as it stands then: Rory Butcher for Motorbase in the lead in the Ford Focus ST. Dan Kamish in the Halfords US Racing Honda is second. Colin Turkington, who started fifth on the grid, is third. And in number one, Team BMW 3 Series. And then you've got Ollie Jackson, fourth. Fifth place, Tom Ingram. Sixth place, Jake Hill. Seventh, Tom Chilton. Eighth, Ash Sutton. I'd earmark him as a danger man for the laps when we get going again as well, because Ash was absolutely flying after Hill and Chilton. And he's not the sort of driver that won't take a chance. Senna Proctor is ninth. Stephen Jelly is 10th. Adam Morgan, 11th. Tom Oliphant, 12th. Who was not really out making much inroads into Adam Morgan. So having started on the third row of the grid, and having had that contact early on, Tom Oliphant dropping down to 15th place at the end of lap one. He's got a few back, but he seems to be struggling to make any more time up. So 12th place for Tom, 13th place and in the points for Michael Creese, 14th place for James Gornall, the former British GT champion and reigning Mini Challenge champion, into the points at the moment. And Bobby Thompson, who had an off yesterday in the first free practice session up at Druids, but has looked pretty quick this weekend, he's there in the points in 15th place. I mean, had an 8th place finish so far at Donington Park. It's his best result this season. His best ever result coming here at Brands Hatch with a 6th place finish at the start of last season. So that's the way it stands. Matt Neal's car is currently being towed to safety. So where are the cars? They're coming out of Stirling's. I would think at the end of the next lap we'll get back underway. I don't think it'll be the end of this one. Although the car is being towed away, I don't think there's necessarily enough warning, is there, to the drivers that we're going to get things underway. No, the safety car very much staying out. So Matt Neal back behind the cockpit, just being towed through the gap in the barriers now. So pretty confident at the end of this next lap we will get back up to racing speed. So James Gornall, worth pointing out as well, is on course for his first BTCC points in only his second race weekend. Frustrations yesterday, last week rather, a non-finishing race one, then he wasn't able to start race two, and just missed out on the points with 16th place in race three. So James Gornall looking good here, the former British karting champion. A replay on the ITV4 pictures that'll get up here in the commentary box of Rory Butcher keeping the heat in the tyres and brakes by having a bit of a lock-up actually behind the safety car. Careful not to flat spot them, but I think he'll be okay. So we've given you the top 15. Who's just outside the points? Chris Smiley is just outside the points in 16th. Jack Gough is just outside the points in 17th place. And then we've got 18th Carl Bordley, 19th Andy Neat, 20th Aidan Moffitt, 21st Ollie Brown, one of the newcomers to the championship, 22nd Nick Hamilton, 23rd the other newcomer, the former GT racer, British GT racer, who was in Aston Martin's last year, Jack Buttel, and then 24th Josh Cook. Now Josh is on the lead lap still. He's not going to have long to come through, but he'll go on the attack here, I'm absolutely sure, having had that contact and the visit to the pits. He could get some places up here. He might not get in the points, but they all count, because it's whatever he finishes in this race is going to be his grid position for race two. So he'll be well worth a look in the number 66 BTC Racing Honda. At 25th, but a lap down after he was also in the pits, is Sam Osborne. And we've lost Matt Neal from the race as the only driver out so far. Confirmation on the screen that the safety car is in at the end of this lap. So Rory Butcher is somewhere up at the exit to Westfield at the moment. I'll go through Dingledale, the right-hander at Sheen, at the top of that brow, the left at Stirling's, then back down towards us, and I'll then begin to back them up, I would think, ahead of Stirling's, let the safety car head for the pit lane. So ones to watch here, I would say, are going to be Tom Ingram on Ollie Jackson, because Tom was looking quick before the safety car, and Ash Sutton on Tom Chilton, and further back, Josh Cook is certainly expect to be going on the attack and trying to carve his way through as many as he can between now and the end of the race. So it's just going to be a couple of laps of sprint this as the safety car comes in. Rory Butcher leads the field around, bangs down the accelerator, heads over the line, through he goes. It's a green flag. We're racing once again here. Three laps to go then in this first race of the day for the QuickFit British Touring Car Championship. And Dan Kamish gets a good run up Howards Hill and lunges down the inside for the lead of the race. He's done it. He's gone into the lead. And a lock-up for Rory Butcher. Has he got a problem? He's dropped right down the order. He had a massive lock-up. He's not got another puncture, has he? Like yesterday in free practice. He's struggling big time. So is it a braking issue maybe? We saw him lock up behind the safety car. He's dropped, plummeted down the order. He's got Tom Oliphant and Adam Morgan coming past him now. Oliphant's thundered his way past Morgan. So a huge, huge heartbreak here. I suspect it's the front left. And that is maybe why he had the lock up. Get a replay on the screens. Dan Kamish from nowhere really up the inside. It was because there's smoke pouring from the front left. A huge lock up for Rory Butcher. A problem with a tyre, I think, on the front left. So a huge heartbreak for Rory. He was looking good for the race win. He's put Kamish up into the lead of the race. He's put Turkington up to second place. And then we've got Jackson third on for a podium, but he's got Tom Ingram now desperately trying to find a way through on the way into Sheen Curve. He gets on the grass. He gets on the curbs. He's still behind Ollie Jackson, though. Ollie Jackson's going to have to fight for this. He got his maiden podium here in the Audi a couple of years ago in that wet, dry race at Brands Hatch around the Indy circuit. Ollie Jackson is going to have to defend like mad for the remaining two laps of this race because two to go when they cross the line next, which is imminent. Over the line now goes Dan Kamish, Turkington second, Jackson third, Ingram fourth, Chilton in fifth place. A big gap back then to Sutton in sixth position, who has made good progress as well. Through they go, third, fourth, fifth together. Tom Ingram is looking every bit the racer here. Any chance he gets, he's going for it, but he's gone a bit wide here through Druids. He's possibly going to lose a place here because Tom Chilton squeezes up the inside. But no, Tom Ingram knows he's got the better line for the next corner, the left-hander. But that has been frustrating for him because he's now dropped two or three lengths back from Ollie Jackson. So he'll have to regroup here on the run to the Grand Prix circuit. Meanwhile, poor old Rory Butcher is hobbling back through clearways and about to head to the pit lane. A massive shame, and it's the worst possible scenario, isn't it? Because not only is he not going to win the race, he's going to have to start race two pretty much at the back of the field. So it's ruined his whole weekend.
One Goodyear tyre standing by down at the motorbase pit.
Yeah, and well, he'll get back out there, but he's not going to get anything out of this race, is he? Massive shame. It's going to be fun watching him come through race two, though, isn't it?
Very, very slowly down pit lane. Here he comes.
Yeah, two punctures this weekend for Rory. And that would explain the little lock-up that he had behind the safety car. It obviously started to happen then, hadn't it, on that last lap before we got to the green flag.
Off comes the left front. It's not that easy to get off, in actual fact.
No.
No, stop, they say. Stop.
It's taken a lot of body work with it as well, hasn't it? So as the leaders go through to start the last lap of the race.
Rory out of the car. Oh.
Gutting. Absolutely gutting. So they really, really need Ollie Jackson to hold on to this podium now to bring some joy to the motor-based team, don't they? He's got one more lap, less than one more lap to do it now. Tom Ingram has started to regroup and come back at him, but Ollie Jackson, he's got Tom Ingram, he's got Tom Chilton, and he's got Ash Sutton behind him. That's quite the trio, isn't it, to try and keep back for the final lap of the race. If he lets one through, he's probably going to let them all through. So he's got to be firm here in closing the door. But he can't over-defend because that'll make him slow out of the corners and Tom will get him either way. Just behind, you've got Proctor in 7th, Jelly in 8th. Tom Oliphant's risen to 9th place now. Jake Hill's down to 10th place. It's all gone wrong for him on the restart. Morgan 11th, Crease 12th, Gornall in the points in 13th, Thompson 14th, and Smiley into the points now in 15th place. Carl Bordley has just got 16th from Jack Goff, so he's almost in the points, but there's less than three quarters of a lap to go now. Dan Camish then leading the way. 1 second clear. He missed out on pole position by a fraction at Donington, won the race. He missed out by pole position at Brands, and he might win the race here. It's not done yet, but he's looking good. Dan Camish makes his way for the final time then through the left-hander at Stirlings. He's just got Clearways and Clark Curve to go. Ollie Jackson is still third as they go through the shot, but Tom Ingram is lining up an attack maybe on the way to Clearways. He's closing up. Ash Sutton's trying to close up on Tom Chilton. He's not quite going to do it though, I think. Out of the final corner, ready to take the checkered flag and win the first race of the day. Dan Camish takes the flag. Turkington second. Jackson in third place. Fourth place to Tom Ingram. Fifth to Chilton. Sixth to Sutton. Over the line in seventh place, Proctor. Oliphant recovering to 8th, Jelly in 9th, Hill in 10th, Morgan 11th, Crease 12th, Gornall with his first points in the British Touring Car Championship in 13th, and then Thompson in 14th, Smiley in 15th, Carl Bordley by 0.1 of a second misses out on a championship point in 16th, Jack Goff 17th, Aidan Moffat 18th, and then Neat 19th, Brown 20th, Cook 21st, made a few up but not many, Hamilton 22nd, Mutel 23rd, a lap down in 24th, Osborne, and heartbreak and a non-finish for Rory Butcher. 25th he's classified as, 26th place for Neil. The only points he'll get are the points for pole and the point for leading a lap as well for Rory Butcher. But absolute heartbreak there after what looked like it was going to be a race when he was controlling things beautifully at the head of the field. But a puncture scuppers his chances.
Yeah, just from the body language, he got out of the car so quickly, he was cross.
Yeah.
He was cross. It wasn't just misery and disappointment. He wasn't dejected. He was fired up and angry.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. It's one thing when it's your own fault, isn't it? And you can sort of, you know,
exactly.
It's annoying, but you can live with it. But when something else robs you of a clear victory, that's hard to take.
They're a really close-knit team, and Rory has been with Motorbase before. He knows everybody. Everybody knows him. He likes everybody. Everyone likes him. And he would have known what that win would have done for the team. So I think that's where the anger came from. He's just quickly out of the car, straight through the garage, out the back to calm down.
Yeah, it's not just the win either. I think they are genuine title contenders.
Absolutely
this year.
Absolutely right.
And it's early days, but given how well he went at Donington, given how good he's looked here, you think, well, that's a win gone. It's 20 points gone, but it's loads more points gone because I'm at the back of the field now for race two.
There was still celebration down in the garage because they were very, very pleased for Ollie to hold on to that position on the final lap, because that wouldn't have been tremendously easy, would it?
There were three quite good drivers behind him, weren't they?
Yes, quite.
And I know he's been on the podium before, but that was it. I mean, it was a fantastic drive. Unusual circumstances with the tyre choice coming into play. I'm going to say that's all his best drive, because that was a
merit.
Really,
yeah,
really good third place, wasn't it?
Completely through merit and no weather intervention. So, yeah, absolutely right.